Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Here on Money FM 89.3, I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Today on Health Suite, we get to know a TCM healthcare provider. Now, TCM is considered a more holistic approach to dealing with our ailments. Today, we find out more about one of Singapore's leading TCM providers next with Money FM 89.3.
Health Suite with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone, I'm joined by Leong Wei Chen, co-founder and lead physician, Oriental Remedies Group. Wei Chen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Clarissa. Hi, listeners.
All right. Now, first of all, give us an overview of TCM and what you provide at Oriental Remedies Group.
Yeah, I think TCM is actually a holistic treatment method. It dives right into the root cause of issue and provide natural therapies like herbal medication, acupuncture, cupping to treat from within. So it's actually synergistic with mainstream healthcare, and we see different chronic conditions like cancer support, eczema, fertility issues. But I think what Oriental Remedies Group can stand out is that other than being patient-centric, we also offer tech-enhanced therapies to supplement our TCM treatments so that we have this hashtag, help patients feel better faster. So we have the electrolymphatic therapy that's FDA registered. We also have a negative ion therapy that is used in Japan so that all these can help to treat the chronic conditions of our patients.
Okay, so you have the traditional therapies. You've got cupping, etc. But you've also gone into tech therapies.
Yes, correct. So depending on the patient, so we will customize a treatment plan that is specific for the patient. So if someone comes in for eczema, so one of a very common chronic condition, so eczema can be stress-induced, especially for PMETs. They are constantly under a lot of stress, a lot of working from home. So we will have them on herbal medication. Sometimes we may do a bit of acupuncture for them. But with that, I will also put them on electrolymphatic therapy because they can reduce the inflammation from within. And often within a session, they can see the redness of the skin condition being decreased almost immediately.
Oh, that sounds cool. You've taken traditional treatment and you've combined it with more modern treatments.
Yes, to make it very complementary and holistic for our patients.
All right. Now, TCM is well known in the Chinese community. But some people, like myself, who don't speak Mandarin, might not feel so comfortable going for TCM treatments. What do you say to that?
Okay, I think fear not if you don't speak a word of Chinese, because all our physicians are bilingual.
Okay.
We are all graduates from NTU's double degree program on biomedical science and TCM. So we can actually break down your complex conditions into simple terms that you can understand. So this value-added service, right, not only helps patients feel comfortable sharing across their conditions, but they actually also refer many of their friends and family members who don't, at the same time, don't speak a word of Chinese. Not just that, I think on top of our physicians, my patient-facing staff, we have a different ethnicity. So be it whether it's dialect or you have Malay, Tamil, Hindi, Japanese, we have someone to help you so to ensure that nothing is lost in translation.
Okay, that's fantastic. So you are basically quite inclusive now.
Yes, I would believe so.
Perfect. Because that was always my concern. And I've always been curious about TCM, but to be honest, I've never tried it because I was worried that I couldn't explain what my ailments were or what my issues were. And even if I didn't have to explain it, they couldn't explain to me what they wanted to do to me because we had a language barrier.
Yeah. So, but we do encourage our patients to bring along their medical reports so that we can break it down for them to let them understand their condition better. So if you come and find us, why not just bring your whole stack of medical reports? We will look through them and find the best solution for you.
All right. Now I'm curious. I assume our older Singaporeans are very comfortable with TCM. But do you see younger people seeking TCM treatments?
You are right. Older folks do know more about TCM. but they constantly just use them more for like pain management and stuff. But younger people are seeking TCM treatment because it provides a holistic approach for their conditions. So some of the conditions that young people seek include couples looking to planning for parenthood, seeking help for fertility issues, PMET, working professionals, they want to improve their energy, their productivity, their sleep quality. Yeah, so all of these may be complex, I mean, because some are chronic conditions and all. So we will have to find what is the best treatment plan. Something that is suitable for elderly may not be so suitable for the young people as well. So finding that balance to help everyone with their condition.
And are you seeing younger people coming into your clinics?
Actually, I would say that I am seeing about 60% who are around 40 and below, then of which many of them feel better and they in turn bring their parents to see us.
So rather than the parents bringing the kids kicking and screaming, it's the younger people bringing the parents.
Yeah, so the young like people our age, they are bringing their parents, then they are also bringing their kids because they want to, like, you know, help them get better, like toddlers improving their digestive function and all. So that, like, in the end, I have the whole family coming together.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Now, for the younger patients, I'm still very curious here. For the younger people you see, what kind of treatments are they going for? Are they going for your more modern treatments, or are they looking at the more traditional treatments like cupping, etc.?
I think it's a combination approach because at the end of the day, it will be depending on their condition than what they are looking for. So they may have read about acupuncture for fertility concerns. Then in that case, we will tell them, yes, acupuncture will be effective, but how about we top it up with negative ion therapy that can help to improve circulation to the womb area. And then that's their combination approach. And they'll be like, okay, why not? Let's try.
Okay, why not indeed? Now, in researching you, I found it very interesting that you have quite a strong culture within your own group, within your staff, of promoting work-life balance. Can you tell me more about this?
I think it's for me and my co-founder, we believe that in order to serve our patient with the best quality care, we need our staff to take care of themselves first so that you're in the tip-top condition to help your patients. So among our staff, we have moms who are returning from work, or even like I have a physician who is currently pregnant, going to labor soon. Mm-hmm. So we have to redesign their job scope so that they have flexible working arrangement, that they can prioritize their family on top of actively contributing to the clinic. So actually also prior to the pandemic, our clinic's non-clinic working staff, that means my marketing team, strategy and planning team, they are already working from home, you know, only coming in when necessary so that everyone have a better work-life balance, you know, everyone has like, the full 5-day work, you don't have to spend time traveling to work and all.
It sounds quite enlightened of you and your co-founder.
I think that I have to give it to my co-founder because I'm the more operational side of things.
So, but why? Why did this matter to you? And it is quite enlightened, you know, you own it. You and your co-founder, why was it important to provide this kind of support for your staff?
I think at the end of the day, we must learn to trust each other. And with that trust, you can build accountability from within the company. So it makes working together so much more pleasant. Everyone is doing their best, and we all know that, and we can see the company growth. And actually, during this whole pandemic, for the past 2 years, our staff headcount has increased about threefold, but our revenue increased about 4 to 5-fold. So that whole structure that we have set in place from previous years are getting to see the results now.
All right. Now, you did say you believe that good employee initiatives like this ultimately benefits your clients. How? How does it benefit me as a potential client?
I think at the end of it, because if everyone is happy, that means our staff is happy, we give our best to our patients. Mm. And we are actually very thankful for patients who have left Google review and saying that, you know, the physicians are good, but the counter staff are even better. You know, they enjoy the warm atmosphere of our clinic. You know, we make them happy to come for their treatment.
That's actually high praise.
I mean, thank them, not me. Thank them.
All right. Now, do you think you have done enough for your staff's well-being, or through the, you know, with these initiatives you've already implemented, or I'm asking on behalf of your staff, or are you considering other ways to support your staff's mental and emotional well-being?
I think we will have to constantly grow in this area. I would say since end last year, we have 2 dedicated HR personnel, even for SME, so they ensure that all the staff interest is well taken care of. Our staff have open channels to their immediate supervisors, to the HR staff, and even to me and my co-founder. So this open communication actually helps to ensure their feedback and well taken care of. So we have also joined NTUC's USME in Your Workplace Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
It actually focuses on investing in the well-being of our staff. So we also put into, with their guidelines and all, we also put into like into our HR handbook on how to tackle progressive issues like gender discrimination, how to ensure that everyone's actually mental well-being is taken care of.
Right. Okay. And I'm being capo and, you know, asking on behalf of your staff.
Mm.
What are they telling you that they want that they don't have yet?
I think, let me see. One of the recent ones was, what's the thing that you put in and thing and make your food hot? The microwave. Okay,
microwave.
So yes, correct. So because they are actually, a lot of them are spending long hours in the clinic.
Sure.
So and they are definitely bored of the food choices around the area.
Mm-hmm.
So when they requested for that, then we try to make that happen. So that was one of the latest initiatives that we have. I think recently we also have, because of new staff joining us, we also have changes in the manpower flow and all. So we, my sales and operation manager actually check in with them. Okay, is there any particular request that you want? We will try our best to put into a schedule. No promises, okay, but we will, I say, if we can't do it this time around, we'll remember it and try to get it for you the next time around. So I think that is our promise to our staff. We try to accommodate so that everyone is happy. When the staff is happy, your company is happy because everyone is benefiting.
All right. Before I let you go, your very happy clients, what are their current favorite treatments? What is what should I consider doing for myself?
Okay. Something that is non-painful, non-invasive, and then that will be your electrolymphatic therapy. So that one that really helps to release the tension, reduce inflammation from within the body, and it actually helps to release all the tension in the neck and the shoulder that patients fall asleep during the session itself. And they're like, oh, you mean I fell asleep for the past 1 hour? Okay, come, let's go for the next one.
Okay, you have convinced me, I shall try it.
Okay, I will make sure I get them to help you make a booking.
All right. We've been speaking with Leong Weighton, co-founder and lead physician, Oriental Remedies Group. It's been a pleasure talking to you. I can see if you are an example of your, you know, the positivity and happiness amongst your staff, then I can see where you're coming from with staff welfare being at the center of everything that you do. It's working, is what I'm saying.
I hope so. So I think that's the reason why we opened a new outlet right in Thompson on top of our Jurong and East Coast outlet, right? To make sure that more Singaporeans are benefiting from our services. They are happy. Their bosses will be happy too.
All right. Well, good luck with your new branch. Thank you for joining
Thank
us today.
You.
I've enjoyed Thank this conversation. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.